I've been into the Bewley's Hotel and I'm coming back out. And I've actually found out something in my role as a reporter. I found out that the people I want to speak to tomorrow, I found out where they'll be. And a very helpful lady at the kind of desk in Bewley's Hotel has told me that I missed the chaos. So I guess a whole load of startups arrived at the same time and they had an overwhelming experience at reception as well. I guess I didn't witness any of it. It was all very quiet when I was there. There were people sitting around with their laptops, a few people talking, but some people intensely communicating with somebody via their machines. And I am now trying to find a way in which I can pre-register myself as a journalist so that I don't have to join a huge scrum tomorrow morning. I'd like to get in my registration tonight. And there's a man running past me wearing the insignia of the Web Summit. I don't think he's actually taking exercise. I think he's scurrying from one location to the other. In the day in Dublin, their cars are queued, one behind the other, on their way south past the RDS, right down, heading towards, I suppose, places like Dunleary, Greystones, out of the city. And the number 4 bus is passing me going to Monkstown Avenue. My iPhone has run out of charge and I've switched now to my iPad, which has 80% charge. So I should be well charged for whatever I find in the RDS. As I walk nearly into the RDS, I see a big poster up on the sign. It says, "Yes for Children. Protecting Childhood Starts Here." And that is yesforchildren.ie, the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, Bernardo's Children's Rights Alliance. Yeah, the rights of children are a very important issue in every country, particularly so in Ireland. There's a queue outside the RDS. My goodness, I wonder why there's a queue. It looks like as if somebody's put a bit of order on the pre-registration. I must just wander up here and see what this queue is all about. But these people look like they've just recently joined the queue.
Good luck, bye-bye, see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Excuse me, could I just ask you, what's this a queue for here?
I think it's for...
To pre-register, is it?
I think I'll be responsible for tomorrow.
Are people here buying tickets for tomorrow?
I don't think you can buy tickets, I think you just have to... It's just getting wristbands to avoid the queue tomorrow.
Aha, right, okay. Do you know where journalists go? Do you have
any idea? Sorry.
Okay, I'll ask somebody.
You're okay. Barry doesn't know he's on.
Right, let me have a look here and see what's going on here. Let's have a look here and see. Excuse me, sorry. Just have a look.
Sure.
I'm now wandering into the hall here, looking to see if there's somebody here. Excuse me. Oh no, you're okay. Thanks very much. Oh my God, there are kids here, right? There are people here wandering around inside, looking at exhibitions. I think we'll go and have a look in here and see. It looks like they're cleaning up here for tomorrow. It looks like a huge operation. And I see a lady here with a bucket and a mop. She's cleaning the floor. I see 2 men here. They obviously look like they're project managers or something. The place is all kitted out with the player is here. Cordoba, Shiube. Wow, the names that people have for there. And here I'm standing beside a place here. Ah, there's a place over there that you can get a cup of coffee. I shouldn't really be in here, actually. I'm sure I should be outside, but I'm going to sort of report on this place. The whole of this place will be teeming tomorrow. It is an enormous space, and every little startup, a Cloud Work, Cloud Vertical, Coursera. Here. Let me just ask these 2 people. I'm just a roving audio reporter. What's going on in here?
We are developing the Tweet Cafe for Electric Ireland.
Say that again slowly.
The Tweet Cafe.
Tell us what that is, do you mind?
So basically, we have a selection of boxes. You put in the hashtag Tweet Cafe, and then whichever number of box you want to open, it'll all be full of treats. Like full of cups with biscuits and
treats.
Yeah.
I thought you said tweets.
Yeah, you tweet for a treat. That's what you do. It's all part
of
that.
Hang on, I'm a bit tired and I've gone around the... Can you take me through it really slowly? This Tweet Cafe. Oh, you're very good. Is this run by a company called Electric Ireland? I've heard of you. I didn't know what you actually do. I follow you on Twitter. There's a place in Cork called Electric Cork. Do you ever get confused with them?
I don't. No, we don't.
Okay, okay. They're totally different. Tell us about this. Come on.
I see. What you do is, you see, all the boxes are numbered.
1 to 24.
1 to 24. You have a little hashtag here called Tweet Cafe.
Okay, so I use Twitter a lot. So if I put in Tweet Cafe 4 in a tweet, what happens to
the number 4 box will open.
Right.
Basically, what we do is we have a program running in the background.
I mean, it'll open automatically.
It will, yeah.
Wow.
And it'll be full of. Each of them will have a cup, so you'll be able to get your cup and get your coffee. But we'll have little treats like cookies.
So my tweet goes up into the cloud, and the cloud
there.
Sends an instruction back down, open
we
box
go up,
number 4.
We grab it, pull it back down, and the box
Aren't you very clever? Yeah. And what on earth is the purpose of having this?
Well, we're sponsoring the Spark of Genius, which is the award.
So you're proving that you're actually genius people.
Yeah, you have to.
It's very
lead by example.
Did you steal this idea from another country?
No.
Are you
didn't.
A franchise?
No.
Go on, tell me the truth.
Definitely
an Australians
not.
Invented this
no,
and you,
we actually did
you
for
stole
the
their
time
intellectual
first
property.
Time last year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was a world first last year. There's a good bit up on the web about it. And we brought it back again because it was so popular. So.
You can say your name, by the way.
I'm Chris Rycraft from Electric Ireland.
And I'm Paul O'Mahony from Change Agents.
Nice to meet you, Paul.
And I'm doing audio 360 degrees. I've been talking to people on the street about the
summit
to find out what they think of it. But you're a bit magical, I have to say.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a gimmick, isn't it?
It's about promoting innovation and doing something
and
different.
And are ye Irish who did this?
We are, did, yeah.
And where are you based?
We're based out in Santry. Like we were
That's Dublin.
Yeah, we were ESB, but we got deregulated and we had to...
So you're an offshoot of ESB, Electricity Supply Board.
Electricity and Gas Supply.
That very conservative, suited organisation.
Yeah, well, we're rebranded, new, fresh.
Are you a big organisation?
We are, yeah. We're the biggest electricity supplier or energy provider in Ireland.
Do you supply my house in Cork?
Probably.
Wow,
and
nice to meet you.
You can always sign up.
Well, it's okay. And you've got the Twitter bird here. Did you pay for that? Do they love you?
It's an offset of it. It's not quite the same.
Ah,
it's
clever.
Slightly different. I have to.
Anyway, look, that's great.
Come down tomorrow.
I came in to see if I could skip the queue tomorrow, right? I'm a journalist and I wanted to find out if I could get my registration in tonight.
Yeah, you can.
Can I?
Yeah, you can register. That's what the queue is there.
Will they let me register if I queue? As for a journalist credential, yeah?
Sure.
Right, I'd love to find out. I have no badge yet, you see. That's the point. Anyway, look, this is... What kind of coffee are you serving? Come on, tell
Fantastic
me something.
Fantastic coffee.
Some people will listen to this and they're big into coffee. You can be as nerdish as you like.
We have our specially trained baristas over there. They're experts. They'll be making you anything you want.
Yeah?
From a cafe, from a latte, cappuccino, espresso. You'll definitely have to pop down tomorrow.
Yeah?
A look at it all.
Oh, I'll be here. Oh, yeah. God, yeah. I have to... I might even try and film it.
Why not? You've another little device down there.
And you have a machine by Simonella. What's that?
Oh,
what's that machine?
Barista machine.
Oh, I see. By Simonella. Looks like it's never been used.
It is top of
fantastic.
The range.
There's a woman who does audio about coffee.
All right.
She's amazing. She's mumble jumbo coffee. And if you're into coffee, she actually goes around and talks to baristas and companies who make coffee and all that. And if you're, it's obviously, you know, it's like coffee porn, I suppose you'd call it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is great. I like what you're doing.
We'll have some of the speakers after the show down in our little breakout area down there. So,
will they?
Yeah, after they come off
they
the speeches,
they'll go down
here and have
so
a chat.
So actually, as a journalist, it would be quite good for me to hang around there, would it?
Definitely, yeah.
So if I tweeted for them and opened a box, would they get a free coffee?
Everybody gets a free coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, look, what did you say your name was again?
Chris Rycroft.
Chris, it's lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet
Thanks
you too.
Ever so much. Do you want to say anything about your website or anything like that? Just summarise it. Somebody listens to you and they're very interested and they're impressed.
In the Tweet Cafe or Electric Ireland?
Anything, whatever you like, it's up to you.
I suppose.
Give a plug for whatever you want.
Well, we are the biggest energy provider in Ireland. We do residential gas and electricity, and we also provide insulation, so renewable energies as well, like remote controls for your home heating. That's one of our products over there, Climote. Basically, you can control it off an app.
Climote?
Yeah.
I can control my fridge off an app, is it?
Or you can control your heating, your hot water and your room heating, space heating.
Is the app already in existence?
It is. You can download a free demo.
What is it called?
It's called Climote.
CLIMOTE.
That's the one. So fantastic. Have a go at it. And,
I will. I need a special fridge, though, to be able to receive the signal.
A fridge is for your heating.
Oh, I need heating.
Yeah. So if you have a timer clock in your home, which everybody does,
yeah,
this is a newer version, the latest version.
Oh, I should have done a separate audio boo with you about that alone.
You can do that tomorrow.
Thank you so much, though. Yeah. You're very good. Thank you. If I had a camera, I'd photograph.